107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We are getting ready for Stratford's premier 5K event. We know it as the Stratford 5K Run Walk. It's set for this Sunday, and it's for the local community food center. And joining us in the studios, they just dashed in here, it's Dan Regigopalan and Jonathan Nesbitt. Good morning, welcome.
Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, thank you.
All right, Dan, maybe let's start with you. Are we ready for Sunday, my friend?
Oh my goodness, it's been a busy week, maybe busy last 2 weeks. But no, we're set, getting ready to welcome everyone. You know, last night we did some last minute measuring of the course, and the was at like 8:30, people were driving by. But we tried to do that over the weekend, just it's a lot of traffic. So we did that last night, and then this morning I went for a run on the course to make sure that it's 5 kilometers.
Okay.
Yeah, we're set. It's important.
Let's get Jonathan in. Jonathan, are we ready for Sunday? We're so looking forward to this premier event.
Yeah, I think so. We were looking at the weather recently, and I think it's going to be one of our best races yet. Last year, we were a little bit nervous. It was supposed to be windy and cold. We got lucky last minute. But this year, it looks like it's going to be perfect.
And this is such a great cause for the local community food center. Of course, we'll talk about that. But let's talk about maybe the race times or getting registered for this. So, Dan, how does this work for coming up on Sunday? Of course, we know the website, Stratford5K.com. But how does it work for the Sunday coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've sold out online, and we've sold out for a week or more. And because there has been such a demand, I've been receiving tons and tons of emails asking if there are any additional spots. We have ordered a few more bibs, and those will only be available at Big Pickup on Saturday at the local 612 Erie Street when participants come in, pick up their bib pickup and packages and other things that we have. As well as if we have any leftover, we'll have some on Sunday.
Wow, congratulations on this. Sold out event, if you will.
Absolutely, yeah.
Fantastic. So let's talk about, you know, the number one, if you're having an event in Stratford, let's talk about the parking. It's parking for this event.
It's always fun, and we're always trying to find creative ways around this, and I think probably next year we'll have to figure out an alternate parking solution, just because I think at this capacity of participants, we're at the max of where people can park close to the race.
Yeah.
And, the Stratford Festival has graciously lent us their parking lot at Queen and Lakeside.
Nice.
So that's our main parking lot. When that fills up, participants are able to park on one of the other side streets. Yeah, no parking on water and no parking at
on
the tennis
site,
club.
Yes.
And
sir.
No parking. Yeah, you cannot drive into the park.
Right, because it's all taking place at Upper Queens Park, sort of through that area, at least the
right.
Start and finish.
Right. The race sort of circumvents the park itself. We go around something Monet Drive, is it?
Or Richard Manette Drive.
That's right. That's right. I knew someone would know this.
We'll have to get out our Google Maps, and there you go. So we're looking forward to this on Sunday. So again, we're talking nice weather. So it might be a bit of a walk to get to on site, but it's all good. It's all good. So let's talk about some of the prizes. I don't know if Jonathan, you want to jump in with this with some of the prizes, or Dan?
Yeah, I can jump in here. So as we did last year, we give out prizes to top male female runners overall. Overall, first, second, third, and then we also give out prizes to age categories. So under 17, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 to 69, and 70 plus.
Okay.
So male, female, and then also a little extra for the youth. We Ultra Shoes comes out and provides a pair of shoes for the youth as well, so which is really nice. And then, prizes include gift cards to Ten Tone Shoes Shop in town on York Street, as well as gift cards from Runner's Choice.
Fantastic. So again, we're looking forward to it on Sunday. Let's talk about the kids' race, too, which is always a very big part of this event, if you will, about the kids' races.
Yeah, we're excited. We've always had a lot of great traction, a lot of participants for the kids' run. Once again, they're doing the lap up around Upper Queens Park, about 600 meters is that course. So a nice distance to get the kids moving and running around. And once again, we have a fantastic medal for the kid participants that are going to be there that morning.
Yeah, it's a great way to start everything off. So the kids' races get underway about 8:50. Is that the time for that?
That's right, 8:50. Yeah. And, of course, you know, the 5K will start at 9:30. And, of course, the race will be announced by none other than Jamie Cottle. And this year, we're going to include Jonathan to help with announcing some of the runners.
And I'll need lots of help. Thanks, Jonathan. We're looking forward to this. And for you, Jonathan, with a race or the 5K run walk, how amazing is this community event, if you will?
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. It's fantastic to see the support that we get from our sponsors locally as well as the participants signing up. I think the beautiful part about a 5K race is it appeals to almost any age and fitness level. Even if you want to come out, get a little exercise and walk around the beautiful course in Stratford here, or if you've been training all year long and you want to set a personal best time at the race, we have something for virtually everyone at this race.
Oh, without a doubt. And do come check it out and cheer on your friends, your neighbors. That's what makes it such an amazing community event. It is a great event to participate in, but also to watch as well, Dan.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're expecting upwards of 700 folks around the course or participating with the race. So
you bet.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I think this is definitely most participants we've had at the race, and we're slowly scaling it so that we can understand the pain points and work with it, you know.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. Let's talk about the either the design of the posters or the shirts this year. I like the Stratford 5K run walk. I love the design. Let's talk about that.
Yes. We've got a local designer, local artist, who's also an international artist. His name is Kellen Hatanaka. And he has, volunteered to design our shirts. And, of course, you may have seen it on our website, shirts, posters and whatnot. So it is one of a kind. Everyone's going to get a shirt with the design. And this year we are also selling hoodies. And I believe we'll have a few for sale at Bib Pickups, only a few. So on Saturday, we'll have some. If there's any leftover, we'll sell them on Sunday as well. They do go fast. And then beyond that, we are still waiting on our hats. I'm hoping to get them today, and they may be available either Saturday or Sunday. It's also, of course, has some design components from Kellen.
Oh, very cool.
Which will be featured on the hat.
Yeah, I love that it's a different design each year. I think that's quite clever. So you can make donations. You can be a part of this. You can sponsor a runner and help out with the local community food center, because that's what this is all about.
Absolutely. You know, at the end of the day, this is a fundraiser. You can go to our website, Stratford5k.com. There's a donate button, donate to the race or a participant that you know that's running, because everyone's raising funds for the local community food center. And of course, we are doing a fundraising challenge as well. Then fundraising challenge is the participants are raising funds for the local, and there are some prize incentives, and you're able to donate to their cause.
Okay, perfect. And you've talked about sort of the get-together Saturday, the day before the event. Is that sort of some of the expo details, if you will?
Right. We had been planning an expo. However, we're pivoting a bit. We're going back to just the big pickup on Saturday. So no expo per se like we did last year. However, it'll be a smaller scale. The Bib Pickup, I think Ultra shoes will be also there.
Perfect. Yeah, and let's talk about this raffle, too. There's a raffle going on, is that right?
There's always a raffle.
Oh, my goodness.
We love raffles. So if you come and pick up your bibs on Saturday, you have twice as many chances of winning a prize at the raffle. So we'll obviously give it away on race day when we're doing our awards. We have prizes. I mean, we always give out a pair of shoes from Ultra. They're always kind enough to, give us a pair of shoes to give out. And then we've got a couple of carry-on luggages and gift certificate from Coles and Keys on York Street. So, yeah. You know, you don't want to miss it.
You're not going to want to miss it. It is this Sunday. The weather looks great. It's at Upper Queens Park. And as we've talked about, there's just something about the setting at Upper Queens Park when we're right into fall, early October, late September. There's nothing like it. It's beautiful.
It's going to be gorgeous. It's going to be a crisp Sunday morning. You know, the leaves are changing. They're already changing. So it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. What a great cause. Again, Stratford5K.com is the website for all of the details. We'll see all the runners and enthusiasts out for the Stratford 5K Run Walk. Let's get Jonathan in one more time. Jonathan, still chance to back out because I know in terms of the announcing with me. But no, we'll need you there, Jonathan.
I will be there. I'll do my best, see what kind of stats I can pull out of the woodworks for you.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. So is there anything else we left off? Just check the website, or better still, we'll see you Sunday.
Yeah, we're hoping to see you know, if you're not running, if you're not participating, if you're not cheering, know that, you know, there's some road closures on Sunday morning. Obviously, William Street, Lakeside Drive, and Upper Queens Park.
Yeah, area. Exactly. So we'll see you out Sunday. It is an amazing event, again, for the local community food center. It can't be better than that. Stratford 5K Run Walk, Dan Regigopalan and Jonathan Nesbitt, we will see you Sunday.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Jimmy.